Chapter 4. Frederick. 33 days after leaving Wisconsin, we finally moved into our new house. I wanted to take the day off from school to help, but Mom wouldn't let me. So I drew a floor plan to show her where I thought the movers should put everything. My room is awesome. I arranged my desk and computer near the window so I could look out over the patio. And I put my TV across from the bed so I could lie down to watch it. I spent the weekend organizing everything, my CDs, design magazines, and DVDs. It's great to have all my stuff again. With Dad's digital camera, I took about 2 dozen photos of every room in the house, plus the outside, and emailed the pics to everyone back home on my buddy list. I'd told everybody about Sio and her friends. Ever since that second day at lunch, I sat together with them, hearing stories about family arguments, comments on other girls' makeup, guesses about who has a crush on whom, and opinions about teachers' hairdos, or as Carmen calls them, hair don'ts. One night, while IMing my friends in Wisconsin, Janice asked, "Have you made any guy friends yet?" "Not really," I typed back, a little embarrassed. I'd wanted to make friends with other boys, but it hadn't happened as easy as with Sio and her group. On some afternoons, as I walked home past the grassy field behind school, I had noticed a group of about 20 boys playing soccer, shouting and calling to each other, partly in English, partly in Spanish. Spanglish, Sio calls it. Most of the guys were bigger than me, but then who my age isn't bigger than me? Dad always tells me that in order to grow, I should get more involved in sports, but Mom freaks out because of my asthma, and they start arguing. No matter where I go, she's always reminding me, "Do you have your inhaler?" Today, as I passed the soccer field, I slowed down, watching the boys kick the ball back and forth. At the front of the group, a tall boy with wavy black hair took control of the ball, kicking it in front of him. I remembered him from one time when he stopped by our lunch table.